The Ikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Mi'ila Bavli Daf Chaf. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tabat and Adalaf at the top of the page. Shliach Rabbi Yosi Rishimim Ben Lokesh B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Loktan B'Shalcham B'Yad Ache Im La'Aviyan Hu Leishlacham B'Yad Ache Olai Mechafila. A agent means our Mishnah said that he brings and doesn't recite. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rish Lokesh, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that this is when the owner gathered them with intent to send them to someone else, but if he gathered them with intent to bring them himself, he may not send them to someone else. Rav Yosi didn't specify the reason. Rav Yena mechaselah. The Amar should say Rav Zera, Rav Ami, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, b'shem Rav Hoshea, b'shem Loktam, b'shem Alkam yad Acher, avelim Loktam la'aviyam hu leishlochan yad Acher shukal avikurim shenu litur v'kuya in nitorim ela v'kuya. Rav Yena specified the reason because Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Ami, quoting Rish Lakish, quoting Rabbi Yosi, said that this is when he gathered them with intent to send them to someone else. If he gathered them with intent to bring them himself, he may not send them to someone else, because any Bikurim that were proper to be permitted to Kahanim through reciting, they are permitted only through reciting. Am Rabbi Mana, Afagav, Le Am Rabbi Yosi, Hadamilsa, Amas, Zekavasa. But Mana said that even though Rabbi Yosi didn't say this matter, he said something like it. Da'amal Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yasa, Nahir at Kad Is Amrith, Hadad Rabbi Hoshea, and Rabbi Yosi, Bei Rabbi Chanina, Masnisa Pliga. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yasa, do you remember when Rabbi Hoshea said this, and Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina said that a Mishnah disagrees? Ifrish Bikura v'achakach Mocha Sadeu made Verena Kaira. The Mishnah teaches if one separated his Bikurim and after sold his field, he brings and does not recite. Himuna Keshanathan Daito, which is a Limkar, Mishael Rishayna. Rabbi Yosef answered that the case is that he intended to sell the field from the beginning, and therefore when he separated his Bikurim, it wasn't appropriate to recite for them. Bataninan Yavasha Elan, which is Oiniksas. The Mishnah, we asked from the Mishnah that if the tree from which he took Bikurim dried or was cut, he brings and doesn't recite. Oidhi Beyavash Bashaha Rishayna, also here, it dried from the beginning. Rekuya Ma'akeves. The Gemara is reciting the Sukim Ma'akev the Bikurim, we see that it isn't. Am Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Haroi Lekriya Ein Kriya Ma'akeves. Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak answered that what is proper to recite for them, reciting is not Ma'akev. Liktam Neshalchom Biyad, which is Echad Leishlechem Biyad Acher Shem Yimlech Hu Laviyam. If one gathered them with intent to send them to one Shliach, he may not send them to another. This is a decree lest he can reconsider to bring them himself, and they'll need to be left to rot, for their own himself picked and brought them. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hayorish, maybe ben Akoyre. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that an heir brings and does not recite. Man Kaiman, what's the case? Im Yorish b'chay Aviv, shluchayu. If the heir brings it in his father's lifetime with his permission, he is his shliach. What is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? Our Mishnah already taught the case of a shliach. B'imlach amisus Aviv, shloihein, and if he picked them after his father's death, then it's already his own, and he brings and recites. Elikian Kaimen, Keshahoya Oviv Chile, Shisei Umasukan. The case is, his father was dangerously sick when he picked them. It's as if he picked them with intent to send them to another because he will die and his son will bring them. Ksiv, the Samachtu Chalateva Shir Nosan Lacha Hashem Alekecha, Ulebeisecha, Malamat Shir Adam Maybe, Bikurim, Menichte Ishto Vikere. It says in the Pasuk in Dvarim Perikov Pasuk Gizalis, and you shall rejoice in all the good that Hashem, your God, has given you and to your household. This teaches that a man can bring Bikurim from his wife's property, and he recites. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer La'acha Misa Ha'ava Chaim Loi. Rav Shokish qualified that this is after his wife's death, but not in her lifetime. Rav Yochanan Omer La'shnia Hi B'chaim Hi La'acha Misa. Rav Yochanan says there's no difference between in her lifetime and after her death. Rav Shimon Lakish K'da'atei Rav Shimon Lakish Omer which you say Adam Yerush is Ishtoi Devar Teira. Rav Shokish holds, as he taught elsewhere, because Rish Lakish said that a man inherits his wife midoraisa. When he separated, it wasn't proper to bring and recite. The Pasuk teaches that after death he brings and recites. Here we expound a Pasuk, midoraisa, a husband has no rights to his wife's payrix in her lifetime. Yochanan holds that we're discussing one who was makne to her husband rights to her payrix.